Chris Locke
has arrived.
Hey Chris, this is Liz.
Hey Liz, how you doing?
I'm good. Mr. Wallace is also on the line. I think he'll be right back.
Yes, Chris, how are you today?
Okay, great.
Oh, there you
go. I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent.
Thanks for asking.
No problem. I think we're waiting a few more on the line, so I'll just hang tight until we get everybody assembled. Take your time. I'm not in a rush. I want to make sure we can answer all our questions.
Arrived.
Chris and Elizabeth, I do have a question before we get started.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me,
Regina Phillips has arrived,
where the word Kentucky Anna comes from?
We're based out of Kentucky, so we're Kentuckianians, I guess.
Ah.
We're in Louisville, so we're really based in and I think Cindy, Tobin, Regina have all joined.
Excellent.
Hi, guys.
Hi. And arrived.
We're here with Mr. Wallace.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? And Elizabeth, we can start whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. Who's all on the line, I'm guessing? Chris, Cindy, Tobin, Regina, is Joy on the line? I heard a couple others join.
Michael Britton just joined, so I'm on.
Hi, Michael. Mr. Wallace, I think we're all here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak with all of you today. And I don't know, Elizabeth, how many have had the opportunity to review the 14 Elements portal, but I can begin with answering any questions you may have, if you have, or providing you with an overview of our company. And you just let me know what direction you'd like for me to take.
I think it'd be good to start with an overview.
Excellent. Then I'd be glad to. Success Training Institute is an online soft skills curriculum provider. We put together ecosystems for all of the clients that we serve. That includes colleges and universities. It includes social services like the Department of Children and Family Services in various states. It includes school districts as well, as well as workforce commissions in various capacities, SNAP, ENT. The list goes on and on. And most of the time, we private label an ecosystem for a client. So if it is LSU, for example, that conducts all of our third-party research, they would have a portal just for LSU. And it would look like them, it'd feel like them, and it'd be powered by our content. As it pertains to what we've developed for the 14 Elements, it's a portal that people from all over the country can utilize to engage their WIOA youth participants in meaningful courses that meet many of the 14 elements and support many others that as well. And that includes things like workforce preparation, obviously. It includes certain elements, financial literacy, entrepreneurial skills, leadership skills, and several other capacities to do it online in response to the global pandemic that we're facing right now. And as a result, many of the WEO participants don't have the ability to get out and do some of the traditional things that they would in your service to them.
And survive.
This gives you an opportunity to allow them to be able to learn and grow online and earn certifications as well. And you can track everything from the time they've been online. If you're looking to compensate them for time that they've been online, you'll be able to track that. The number of certifications that they've earned, the lessons that they've completed, the average test scores, all the analytics are available. And it's turnkey and headache free. You give us the names and email addresses of those participants who are going to be joining the program. Our office loads them, puts it in. There's a 24/7 chat feature on the system as well. They can communicate with our team anytime, day or night. And so we customize it to make life easier for everyone who's working with WEOA Youth, particularly during this time.
So I apologize. This is Michael. I may have gotten on a tiny bit late, but if you can just reintroduce yourself so I know who to what to call you, that would be great. And then I have questions. So.
Absolutely. I'm D.L. Wallace. You can just call me D.L.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Michael.
So, Tobin on our team had sent us an email that had some attachments, and one of the attachments has kind of a Excel spreadsheet with the 14 elements, but down at the bottom of it, it had a link, so on that 14elements.net, and I think we were hoping that this would be something of either a demonstration or a, maybe it's just that I need to go on this website, because there may be
has left the conference.
How the content is delivered to people, particularly if we're in a world where the next 3 months we all may be working from home and got summer job kids we're trying to. So,
Chris Locke is our director of our summer job program. So, we're always trying to learn about the ways that we can deliver soft skills prep to high school kids, either in the school or outside of the school. We obviously run WEOA youth programs where the 14 elements are important, and we're always trying to figure out how to deliver content and how to track and measure whether it's making a difference or not. So can you talk a little bit about how your materials may be used in both of those settings, one of summer jobs or in a high school setting, and then one in the WEOA programs?
Absolutely, Michael. Phenomenal questions, by the way. Our platform is video-based. All of our content is delivered in what we call a SIPS instructional format, a format we created that's based on the average adult attention span, which is now about 10 minutes, and the younger the demographic, the shorter that attention span is. So every course in our library contains about 35 to 40 lessons. In those lessons, then they're all broken down into 8-minute segments that can be accessed from any mobile device, laptop or PC. It's completely mobile friendly. And the student will watch those videos. At the end of each video, there is a short quiz. One of the interesting things is for high school students, we have our content that is aligned with common SAT, ACT words and phrases so that they become familiar with hearing them in context. They see the word come up on the screen. It's interactive video, so if the person that is communicating is talking about a roller coaster, you actually see a video image of a roller coaster. So it's not didactic lectures that are delivered in PowerPoint fashion. These are all high-quality video. And sample videos are actually on the 14elements.net site, and we'll discuss those in a moment. But in a high school setting, one of the reasons why the 8-minute segments are powerful is because it complements as opposed to competing with what they're doing in class. Obviously, they're not broken down into 45-minute blocks, because if they were, it'd be very difficult for a student to keep up with that along with what they're doing with their work assignments in school. As it pertains to the 14 elements, same thing applies. They receive an individualized learning plan because every student operates at different levels. They answer in the pre-assessment about a dozen or so questions, and based on their responses, the system lets them know what work-ready courses they should be taking first. Some need to be in leadership. Others need to be in time management. Others need to have a concentration on conflict resolution. And based on their responses, they get individualized learning plans. They launch those plans. They know what courses are supposed to take. So many past lessons will equal a certification in a course. And they can continue to matriculate through the system. There is enough video-based content to last them for literally more than 2 years in our library. So they'll be able to take new content added all the time. So it's delivered on an online mobile-friendly platform that allows for them to watch videos, which we see that has reduced the literacy gap. It bridges that literacy gap because students pass our tests at about an 85% rate that pass on the first or second attempt. Because they're seeing something in video, they're hearing it spoken, and they're seeing it again on a test. So it's great for retention in a workforce environment. It's also a great tool for them to continue to have even after they've landed their summer job, because they can refer back to different courses that will help them through some of the challenges that they may face that are going to aid them in retaining the jobs that they secured during the summer or beyond. I hope that wasn't too wordy of a question.
Michael, again, is there somebody running a summer job program around the country that's using your materials now?
When you say a summer job program through WIOA, we work with workforce organizations in Louisiana and several different places. So whether on the back end, what they're running, I wouldn't know exactly whether they're running a summer job program. I would just know that they have participants in our system.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Excellent question.
That is the way it's set up.
And we also, that gives them the ability to know, okay, I'm going to be here or there. And we can also, you can self-direct courses if you like. Our motto is turnkey and headache free. So we certainly don't want to make any more work for you than what you need. That's the reason why the pre-assessment is in place. Rather than you saying, okay, let's see, can they take this? They can always jump outside of the recommended courses from the learning track. But at least they'll know where they should begin and what courses the system is recommending they take first.
Thanks, Michael. This is Laura. It appears that you can, you know, a leader or instructor could, you know, preview the content and pick and choose from the content what they wanted the participant to do. Because like a summer job program, they wouldn't have time to do all of.
You're precisely right. They could do that. You could pick and choose what students took, what courses they took. And you also, it can be facilitator-led if they were in live settings, for example. Many times there will be many people that will just show a live video in a live setting and then use that as a part of an extended training module that they wanted to do in live settings. However, in these times, obviously, at least for the foreseeable future, we don't know when live training is going to begin again, and this certainly gives you a viable alternative to that.
Right. So can you talk, part of what you have on the website is something called an essential skills certification. That sounds a little bit like what we would describe as sort of workplace essentials or something like that. What's built inside of that?
The essential skills certification, also some people call them soft skills and some call them core skills. That would include courses on team building, time management, leadership, prospecting, sales, presenting yourself, effective interviewing skills, several different things along those lines. And it is curriculum. So these are not just a series of videos that they'll take. There are end of course exams that are a compilation of the quizzes that they've taken over the course of the course. In addition to that, there are small assignments. Things they can submit through the system, tips that they can utilize, things they can do to make themselves a little bit better in their craft, and tasks that they can implement that help them grow. All designed to make them more workforce ready, as well as to boost their emotional competencies.
Right. Hey, man, this is Chris Locke.
thanks for kind of going through that. I'm looking at the course overview and looking at some of the options that are listed. But just as I can kind of revisit Michael's question earlier, there was going to be a question I posed is, I know you said, can you just repeat, you said maybe Louisiana is somewhere that's using it for the WIOA youth program. I guess I want to be able to dig, kind of see if there's an opportunity to reach out and find out how someone may be using this in a different type of setting is what I'm kind of trying to
okay.
get an opportunity to find out.
Excellent. I'll give you some specific examples. In Louisiana, in the New Orleans parish, they actually are compensating their young people that are taking these courses. So they know how many hours each course is. They can tell when they logged in and logged out of the system. They get the data on how many courses that were taken and things along those lines. So since they have access to all the data, they're using some of the resources that they had to incentivize in the WIOA to work. They're using it as an extension of a work program now online so that they can get the skills that they need in addition to having the opportunity to gain a small income at the same time. So many of them, from a standpoint of how it could be utilized and how it could be, I think the possibilities are endless. Some, and you may want to connect with those that are already launching it, and I can definitely refer you to some that you like if you prefer. But many of them are looking at the 14 elements that we satisfy online and making sure that those students have it. If you're on the platform, Chris, there's a drop-down box under the courses tab. And when you look
okay.
at the WIOA 14 elements, then you'll see the element listed to the far left. Then if we support the element, that'll be the first thing in the center to say supports the element. If we meet it, then we'll show how the element is met through online training. And many of the elements we support, some of the elements that we meet. For example, in leadership development, then they actually can go through a series of leadership courses. And at the end of those courses, they get a certification that can be leveraged on their job resumes. Companies all over the United States recognize soft skill certifications and respect them now as that skill is becoming more prevalent across the nation and across the world. So they'll be able to actually boost their resumes with these. It's not just something that they take to say, okay, I've completed it, but we want it to be a resume builder for them. The same thing as it relates to financial literacy and entrepreneurial skills training. That's an overview of the courses that they'll take and then just a list of the related assignments and assessments that go along with that.
Thank you.
I hope that was helpful. Excellent questions. Now,
hey,
also,
y'all, this is Regina Phillips.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Regina.
Hi. We are in partnership with Jefferson County Public Schools, which is one of the largest unified school systems in the country. And we created a system in we're in our third year where we have wall-to-wall career academies in 15 of our comprehensive high schools. I'm wondering, with your one, you all have experience working with high schools in terms of any kind of career academy work that you're doing, and then two, with the 14 elements, I went on and looked at it. Is this a recommendation to start something where you can start this maybe freshman year and build upon it until you get to maybe that summer job opportunity? I'd just like you to talk about, if you all have any experience in that area.
Excellent question, Regina. Okay, there are many school districts across the country that utilize Success Training Institute. Many of them have private portals because they wanted to keep the school spirit, so we private label it to make it look and feel like them, and it's powered with our content. Many of them will put an emphasis, depending on when they start, they begin to put an emphasis on juniors and seniors. Ideally, it would be awesome for freshmen to take it first. I would say 100 times out of 100, if a freshman could begin taking these courses and then matriculate through the program over the course of a four-year period, it'd be not only great for their college resumes if they were on their way to college, it'd be awesome for their work resumes if they were just going to go directly into the workforce. Now, most of the time, we catch school districts when they're in desperation mode. They're looking at numbers. They're seeing so many of them that are not going to go to college. And then they start saying, what are we going to do to help them so that they can increase and improve their numbers? So typically when they come to us, they're already scrambling to find solutions. And so typically they focus on juniors and seniors. But in the perfect world, I mean, it would be awesome for freshmen to begin it. And the schools that have done it, they see great gains because they get daily podcasts that are delivered to their mobile devices. They then have an understanding about just what emotional intelligence is. They become more self-aware, more empathetic. They are more respectful of the people that are around them. And they get to apply what they're learning in actual real-world settings because they're engaged with people every day. So if most people did what you just said, then the whole world would be a better place, and it would certainly be better for the high schools.
Okay. Thank you.
Great questions. Now, another thing.
This is Michael again. It looks like we'll have to spend a little time looking at a sample or two of these courses. I'm on the, which must be the catalog, which is a very flashy, colorful PowerPoint, and lots of these classes look like they're 5, 6, 7, or these courses are 5, 6, 8 minutes long. I like the SIPS thing about trying to make it short and interactive and something that kids would pay attention to, because that certainly speaks to our experience about what it's like dealing with young people these days and how much they're online and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm on page 61 as an example. I'm looking at the team building part with the intro and the dream team and keys to winning together and that sort of thing. So, and it looks like you can pick and choose what you want, which was Laura's point before. You don't have to use every single thing that you built, it doesn't seem like. Have you built all this stuff yourself, DL? Who's on the team with you? Like, how long? Tell us a little bit about the company. I don't know anything about the Success Institute.
Oh, excellent. Great question. If you visit simplysuccess.com, that is our corporate website, simplysuccess.com, and you'll see that we've got a phenomenal curriculum development team that includes current and former college professors, current and former college presidents, the vice chancellor, the sitting vice chancellor at Southern University, also is one of the on-screen personalities that students see, several different groups that contribute to our content, including business leaders, entrepreneurs, you name it. And a lot of the content is created because of the desires of the clients that we have. We're a client-centric organization. So in the case of a public school that's looking for strategies to reduce conflict among teachers and parents or reduce conflict among teachers and students, they'll typically give us some of the challenges they're facing, and we then craft curriculum around it. We create new curriculum every single month, and new courses and new classes are uploaded all the time. So our library is an evergreen one. And if you want to see a sample course, if you're on the 14 elements, you can click the sample courses page and you'll be able to see different courses that are outlined there. And they're conducted by various people. We don't use actors. We don't use models. Everybody that's using that you see is a subject matter expert in their field. In addition, one of the reasons that we're listed as a sole source provider is because we're the only company that is going to allow organizations to private label the products that we've created, as well as we customize curriculum just for their specific needs. So over the last 6 years plus, our library has grown mostly at the request of many clients that we have. And once we make a winning soft skills training course, a class for one client, it then becomes accessible to all the other clients that we have.
Gil, this is Michael again. I also see you. Go ahead, Laura. Was that you?
Yeah, I did watch one of the videos. I can't remember what the acronym B stood for, but anyway, I was impressed. It was pretty engaging, diverse, geared toward young people, so a lot better than some of the other online content that I've seen.
Thank you so much. We put a lot of time into it. We have our own studios. We create all of our own content. And that's one of the reasons why we can deliver it at price points that other people can never come close to, because we control and own all of our content. Whereas many of the other groups online that you may come in contact with, they're licensing it from third parties, so it's inconsistent. Whereas there is an acronym, a step, or a formula for every single lesson that is in the library, and the student then has a way to retain it. They go back and see a quiz with those same words again that they saw pop up on the screen, and that word association is assisting them in several areas, even from assisting them in being able to read better and comprehend better and increase their vocabulary as well. So it's a lot of subliminal components to the training that we offer, and it's been a hit with everyone from colleges and universities that leverage our platform all the way down to the those that are in sixth and seventh grade.
And I was going to ask a minute ago, it's pretty obvious from just looking through the website, there's a lot of diversity in what you're featuring as well, which is obviously of interest to us, whether it's the summer job or our public school system, which is majority-minority, or the kids that we serve in WIOA. And I assume, is that part of the philosophy of the company? It looks like you're really trying hard to reach all audiences through this work.
We do. We customize content, and we want it to be effective for everybody. And one of the things that we notice is when it comes to learning, there are certain receptors that people will pay more attention to than others. So even in when you see the minority categories, if there is a kid in the inner city and they see someone on the camera, even if it's every now and then, that looks like them, that they can relate to, then they're more likely to pay more attention. Then they're also more likely to excel in advance because they're paying more attention. Giving them things to aspire to. We do a lot of work with SNAP ENT and the Department of Children and Family Services in some states. And many of those are underprivileged youth and sometimes single moms. And their schedules, you know, are as such to where delivery online and delivery in video, it meets everything that they've ever wanted to connect with. They're averse to sitting in traditional classrooms because in many cases they didn't excel in those environments when they were in high school. Now,
right. They
can do this online from the comfort of their own homes. They don't have to dress up. If they don't have great clothes, it doesn't matter. If they didn't get their hair fixed, it doesn't matter. They are able to go online when it's convenient for them, and they can grow at their own pace. And that's the feedback that we get from all the surveys we conduct. That's one of the things they like most, is that they can control their learning, and people typically do better when they can.
You want to talk to us at all about how you price these kinds of things? I mean, again, we probably should have said this, and maybe Tobin or Elizabeth did at the beginning. We're taking advantage of this moment where a lot of us are working from home to slow down and kick the tires and do the homework on companies like yours that send people like me and the others on this call emails, and we haven't always had the time to dig in a little bit about this. We're clearly interested in trying to build sort of a systematic response if we can, or a systematic strategy, not just across Jefferson County, but across our whole region if we can. And that's why we've got the time to do this and to dig in and to watch the videos and that sort of thing. But how do you price it? Is your primary customer typically a college, or is it a school district, or is it both, or what?
Oh, it runs the gamut. It's colleges, it's school districts, it's state agencies. And for the 14 elements, we have it priced on a flat rate, $150 per user per year. So what that means is, and the year starts when they launch their first course. So you have a student that's on the platform. If you've got 50 students, for example, then all 50 of them would have access to that ecosystem. They'd have a one-year subscription. They can log on and take as many classes as they want, earn as many certifications as they like, and the pre and post assessments would be accessible to them as well. So you have a price point that's pretty streamlined across the board. The only requirement for that is a minimum of 50 that have to be there to get the $150 per person price, but that goes all the way up to if you have 1,000. The groups in the Texas area, you know, we have some pretty large areas in Texas here, and some of them service 900 to 1,000 kids a year. And then you have other ones in Louisiana that only service 50. But we want to make it accessible to all of the workforce groups and make it something that they can afford.
And I saw the Texas reference. I saw that you might be in Fort Worth. Are you doing work with any of the workforce boards in Texas, in Dallas or Fort Worth or any of those kind of places?
San Antonio is the largest one. And the structure of the many of them, some of them will use contracting agencies that actually are the ones that we contract with that do a lot of the work. So in the WIOA space, when we were working with the state of Louisiana, we do work with Louisiana Workforce Commissions as well. They mentioned to us about 6 months ago how much there was going to be a need for the online 14 elements, to have any of the 14 elements online. After doing research and data relating to it, then we created the 14 elements. And before you know it, we had a global pandemic and everybody was saying, how can we help the kids? And this is how we evolved with that from a WIOA standpoint.
Okay.
Can I follow up with the price question?
Yes.
So do you do any other models? Because, for example, like with our WIOA youth, they come in and out, so they might be with us for 3 months, and then they disappear for 6 months, and then they come back. So if we did, you know, if you do it per participant for a year, we might have a lot of time that's not being accessed that I assume couldn't be, you know, used by someone else. So I wonder if you, is it per participant, or can you have a slot and change the participants in that slot as people come and go? So are there any other ways that you price it?
Oh, excellent question. Excellent question. First, we have a system called concurrent use, which means that let's say you have a participant that was only there for 3 months and they're literally out of the program. They have gone on and gotten the job of their dreams. They're doing well on it. They're excelling. And let's say they only use the platform for 3 months and they never log back in. After so many days of inactivity, we then credit you for those additional months if you want to put another person on it. And we also have a system, you take for the $150 per user, then you get a lot of value for that, because in many cases, more than one subscriber will access that in this space. Now, obviously, if it's in a public school and you're talking about a senior in high school that gets access in August and they're in it through May, then we don't do concurrent use for schools because they're using it for the full time. But in this case, we do that, and we also reload, which means that in our ecosystem, let's say you have purchased 50 seats and you've got 45 participants that are taking courses, but the other five, you don't either have them or they haven't launched it. Well, you don't lose those five. You're always going to have access to that seat whenever those courses are launched. So your clock doesn't begin. It only begins when individual students launch courses. So if all 50 launch a course on the same day, great. Now you're in the slot where if they are only in the system for 3 months, then we are able to replace them with some other ones that are.
Okay, that's helpful to understand. Thank you.
What was the amount of inactivity, time for inactivity again, you said?
If that system, let's say, for example, if there's 90 days and there's nobody that logged on to the system,
90 days.
Yes, okay. And we would know, the system is going to send emails automatically even at 3 days of inactivity. So what happens when a student starts taking a course, they launch one, let's say they take 3 or 4 lessons and they haven't gotten on the system in 3 days, the system sends them an automatic email. Let's say it's been at 6 days. There's another email that's going to go out. So the system will continually communicate with them to encourage them to stay on the system. But if there's been so much inactivity, then you have the option of shutting that account down and then saying, okay, we want to substitute that for 6 more months with another student. So you get a lot of value for the $150 because it can stretch to a lot of students if you have a lot of volatility in how long they're going to be in courses.
Thank you. When you say you, when you mentioned that the concurrent is not applicable to schools, is that driven by the school, or is that driven by, so I'm looking at a short-term kind of light touch programs with in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We may be expanding the year round, but I'm just curious about, is the definition of the student attached to the school, or is it attached to the student, or the young person?
Okay, good question. That makes perfect sense. The 14 Elements platform that we've created now is designed for the WIOA youth participant of all backgrounds and types. When we're working with school districts, usually they're paying for a slot of so many kids and they're gonna have 1 year access. And what we've discovered is many kids will graduate and they'll go into the workforce and they'll still have 3 months left on their subscription and they wanna use it, because they wanna revisit some of the courses that they took that may be relevant to them at that particular time. So we have a few of slightly different rules for the school systems than we do for WIOA youth, but we're very flexible as an organization. And if we know that you have needs to be met, then we have the flexibility to help you meet them in any way that we can.
Thank you.
Excellent question.
This is Michael again. Does the pricing for school districts work the same, where it's sort of as long as you're 50 or more kids, it's basically a flat rate per kid per year?
Pretty close. Sometimes the rate, when we talk about large school districts, then sometimes the rate will go down a bit, just because some school districts have thousands of kids in their ecosystem. And because of that, we're sensitive to the school's budgets, and we may scale rates down when we're talking about 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 students accessing a platform. Excellent question.
And can you give, one of the things that would be useful at the after this call or as a follow-up email would be to give us a list of high schools, some of the high schools that you may be working with or that are your customers. Our school district folks would tend to know people in other parts of the country. And so if there are school districts using the platform that are happy with it, if you gave us 3 or 4 almost like references from the high schools, I suspect our high school partners might want to call a couple of them to try to find out what their experience has been like.
Absolutely. Love to. Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Yes, one such, speaking of that. Yes, absolutely. We'll be glad to help you any way we can. Excellent question.
Other questions from folks? This is helpful for me, DL. And again, we've got some time to go on the platform and to look and take. Are we allowed to take a course or two for free? Is that how it works? There are sort of demo courses on the website.
Oh, absolutely. You can go to sample courses under the courses section, and you'll see sample courses there. And you'll see 2 different types of courses. One is our traditional courses. They're at the top. There are 6 of those that are listed. And then you have what we call vodcasts. These are audio podcasts that have been set to video, so to speak. And some of the youth actually connect with those well. We created them as a result of some of the work we were doing with one particular college. And in doing such work, they were so excited about it. They liked this particular vodcast. They like to be able to see it, and it's a little bit faster paced. There, you don't actually see an instructor. You hear the instructor's voice, but you're watching an interactive video. So absolutely, feel free to take courses on the platform and feel it around and see how you like it and see how it works for you. We're more than happy to help you any way we can. Hey, thank you guys a bunch. If there's anything that we can do, you let us know. I'm looking forward to connecting with you guys even further.
All right. Thank you, DL. Oh. We appreciate it, buddy. Stay safe in this crazy time.
Hey, likewise. You guys do the same. Thank you a bunch.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Michael Britton.